So we're going to do now, it's further in the Gemara, right? So the Gemara is claiming, or I guess you'd say Rav Chista is claiming, that a mazik, if you're mazik manuskuni, you're potter. Right? If you're mazik matanos, you don't have to pay. So why? There's two reasons. Either because of zeh, samia, says your potter, only you have to pay the things himself, not damages, or because mamashin latovim. So he says, "Meisve, if it's a yemish parakon, if this is on kaflamet aleph from a base like a yechlan, zeh milamich matanos din, mish parakon, if teaches matanos are a din, so my yochasa, what's the halacha teaching you that they're a din? Vis-a-vis, what are they a din? Right? So it says, lav lo tzi b'dayanim. Doesn't it mean that you're motzi b'dayanim? Rashi." Not much of the Dayanim. Dayanim is kakim lam lotziyim b'dayanim. That the Dayanim get involved in their motziyah. Alma kohen rishon atovim motziyim miyado. So you see, apparently the first kohen who grabs them could get it. Right? V'kasha lo rechista dom mazimat naskuhuna mamashin atovim. So it's a kasha if you learn that it's mamashin atovim. Right? You see, it's a kasha only on the mamashin atovim side. Because this is saying is the matanos are a din. So it means the first kohen who comes could get them. So if you learn zeh, the reason why the mazik is potter is because zeh means you only have to pay them the matanos themselves and not money. So fine, but the matanos is the guy that comes in first kohen can claim. But if you say the reason why mazik is potter is because mamashin atovim, so then it should be the same thing if the matanos themselves the guy shouldn't be able to claim. But if it says matanos are din, it means that the Kohen could claim the matanos themselves. So that's a kasha on saying, on the way of learning Rav Chista, that it's because of Moshe Latovim. Right? So what does it mean that the matanos are din? Must be the dynamo involved. What's their involvement? Must be to take the matanos. So you see, apparently the Torah gave this chus to an individual Kohen, and therefore an individual Kohen could claim it. Right?
Was it?
You see, by the way, it's the same question about the matanos themselves. You see, the Gemara is learning that it's the matanos themselves. Just like the same way it's not told by the matanos, it's the same way by the mamon, it's also made by the matanos. And if you say that it's Yesho Tovim, then it's going to be Tovim for the matanos also. Right? Like what you're saying, Ron, we're wondering about the same thing. You see, it seems to me it is the same. So far, it's nothing new conceptually. It just trying to, it seems like the Gemara is proving that it's Yesho Tovim from this Braisa, because it says the Matanos have a role, the Dayanim have a role in Matanos. And if it was Ein Lo Tovim, so then it's just a chiyuv on you to give it to a Kohen, but it has nothing to do with Dayanim. So what do you mean? Why are you saying it's Din? What does Dayanim have anything to do with it? So the Gemara answers, no. Lo, the Cholkam of Dayanim. It doesn't mean that that you could sue the guy and collect the Matanos. That's not the role of the Kohanim. The guy could always, it's Ein Lo Tovim, and the guy could always say, I'm going to give it to a different Kohen, and that's it. So what's the role of Dayanim? So Dayanim are L'chokam Dayanim. The Dayanim are Mechalikim. Which means, Rashi, Dayanim Umrim Lo Li Yisrael, L'zeh Tein HaMatanos, Shul Chavek. Al Titein L'zeh, Shul Amaretz. The Dayanim will say, to this guy, you should give the Matanos, because he's a Tam Chacham. But don't give it to this guy, because he's an Amaretz. Okay? That's what Dayanim do. Their role is to say who he should and shouldn't give it to. Look at the Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Don't Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rav Yonasan. Minayin shein nusul matana l'kohen amaret. How do you know you can't give matana l'kohen as an amaret? Shne'emar v'yomar la'am l'yoshu Yerushalayim l'aseis minas l'kohen v'alavim. Told the people, Yoshua told the people to give the portions of the kohanim and levim l'man yachas kubat Torah Hashem in order to be mechazek, to strengthen the Torah Hashem. So the limud is kol ha'machzek v'Torah Hashem yesh l'manas she'en ha'machzek v'Torah Hashem ain l'manas. Right, that is telling you is that if you're, it's dependent, the giving it to the Kohen is dependent upon the fact that he's Ma'asik V'Torah Hashem. So what does it mean Ma'asik V'Torah Hashem? He supports Torah Hashem. It means he's Tam Chacham. He's involved in Torah. But if a guy's not Ma'aretz, he's not the Laman Yechaz Kibbut Torah Hashem. Saying is, you're giving the Matanos to them, Laman Yechaz Kibbut Torah Hashem, to support the Torah. You give it to Ma'aretz, how is that supporting the Torah? So that's not halacha. You don't give Matanos to the Kohen Ma'aretz. Now, who's to decide who's the Kohen Amaretz, who's the Kohen Tam Chacham? So that's the thing. Zeyah Mishpat Kohanim, Mishpat is teaching you that it is a din, that Dayanim are involved in the thing, because they have to determine when you give the Matanos who you should give it to. It's not just a free-for-all. You can't just give it to anybody. You have to give it to Tam Chacham. So who's going to decide? The Kohanim are going to, the Anim are going to decide. And that's the role of Nayanim. The role of Nayanim is to determine who's the Talmud Chacham, who's not the Talmud Chacham. Right? That's the Pshat Nigmar. And therefore you can prove from here, it's not a kasha under Chista saying, in Lotov, Meshul Tov, whatever. It's not to do with it. So the problems are, first of all, what kind of halakha you can't give it to the Kohen Amaretz? I mean, Kohen's a Kohen. Whoever heard that there's a difference, the Kohen Amaretz, it's Manas Kehuna. Right? So what do you mean he has to be a Talmud Talmud Chacham? What's the sense of that? Halachically, how do you even differentiate that? I mean, is he any less a Kohen? You do Avodah, is there halacha that a guy can't do Avodah if he's not a Talmud Chacham? I don't think it's halacha like that. So I mean, he's a Kohen. Kohen is based upon his Shevet or whatever, it's birth. So what's the Din of Birch's Kohanim? You have to be a Talmud Chacham? No. So what's the whole sense of it? Right? And what's the, somehow the Dayanim get involved in this thing. I mean, I guess once you have the halacha, now you need the Dayanim, that makes sense. But what's the sense of the halacha in the first place? Okay, that's the first problem. Let's look at Tosfos. The Tosfos is like this. That's only if there is a Kohen who's Talmud Chacham, then you have to give to him. But if all you have is an Amaretz, Yitnulo. Give it to him. You don't wait until you get a Chaver. So, because the brother of the Mishnah says you give this to any coin you want. So, if you had to wait around until you got a coin who's a Talmud Chacham, what do you mean? The Ein Lefaris will call coin Bein Lachim Mishra and Shah Kohanim. Okay, different thing. Ken, I'm skipping. Al Korchel will call coin Dom. Rahainu Bein Kohen Chab, Bein Kohen Amaretz. So, you see, it means you give it to any coin. It means whether it's a Talmud Chacham or an Amaretz. So, it's a contradiction to here. The Hainu Hecha Deleka Chaber. So, you're going to have to say, it's talking about whether there is no Talmud Chacham, then you give it to Amaretz. O Ika Bein Otzel Kabel. Or if there is not Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't want to take it, he doesn't want to accept it. Yeah. Okay. So basically, that's what the Tosfos says. I mean, I think a lot of the Rishonim say this. If I remember correctly, is that they say is that the whole halacha is only if there's no Talmud Chacham around. If there's Talmud Chacham around, they have to give Talmud Chacham. You can't give it to the Amaretz. But if there is no Talmud Chacham around, so then fine, so you give it to her, then you give it to the Amaretz. So that's difficult, because the Manav Shach, if you tell me that you can't give it to Kohen Amaretz, fine, so you can't do it. Then you can never do it. So if you tell me Almai, apparently you're good. Something like this is that, and maybe also to make it a little halachic here, is that the Torah is saying, the Pasuk is saying that, Aman Yechazku B'Torah Hashem. Yeah, it sounds like it's saying it's like the man yechazku b'Torah Hashem is not just in order to support the Torah Hashem is not just the reason why you have to give the matanos, but it's halachically the character of the nesina. Okay, it's the man yechazku b'Torah Hashem. It means that you're giving the portion is so to speak like an action of the mechazik the Torah Hashem, mechazik the Torah, strengthening the Torah. Okay. How so? So I'd say in two ways. Firstly, because if you're giving it, you give it to Talmud Chacham directly, in particular, giving Chazit Torah Hashem. You know, the point is like this, maybe like this, is that you're not giving them Atana just because they're coming because he's a nice guy. Something like that. It's not the nature of the thing. It's like he's your friend, then you give it to the Kohen. But rather, the Nesina is a Nesina of being Mechazik Torah Hashem. And the Levim and the Kohanim are set up as like Yoru Meshavtech LeYaakov Asos LeYisrael. Pasuk says that they're the teachers. They're the ones who teach Klal Yisrael the Torah. And therefore, by giving them the Matanos, you're being Mechazik Torah Hashem. Because the Torah, insofar as the Rebbe's don't get paid, then we can't have Rebbe's. Right, I mean that's a problem. You have to go to get jobs. So the way you're mechazik the Torah is by allowing the teachers to really pull it off by giving them the money and giving them the funds to support themselves, so that they're going to be able to be involved in Torah Hashem. So that's the nature of the scene of Matanos. Is it's like a ma'isav being mechazik Torah Hashem. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is that if the guy is an amal aretz, that's not a ma'isav mechazik Torah Hashem. That's just giving it to a guy who's an Amaretz, who happens to be a Kohen. fine, he happens to be a Kohen. But you're just, let's say, like, you're just giving it to a guy. It has nothing to do with the idea of Manech Tzidros Hashem. So that's what Gemara is saying, is that's not, he doesn't have a portion of the Matanos. The Matanos is not just not giving it to a guy who's a Kohen. There's a character of the Nesinus Matanos, which is that it's supporting the Torah Hashem. So if you give it to Amaris, it doesn't have that character, so then you don't give it to him. Right? That's the way the Torah, the Rabbi is describing the Matanos, is that's what the Matanos are. They're an action of supporting the Torah, so it's not an action of supporting the Torah if you give it to Amaris. Okay, that's just the Gemara. Now you have Tos, the problem of Tos is the amount of Shachri, you know, but I'm just saying just to define the Halacha itself. Halachically it's saying is that the Nesinus Matanos itself is not just has a character of supporting the Torah. And therefore it's saying is you can't give it to that's how halachically you can't give it to the. See, that was my question. Is that, how could you say, how halachically, isn't he a Kohen? But the answer is, you're right. If it's just halachically, give it to a Kohen, fine. But if the Nesina has a character of being Mechazi Torah Hashem, then you'll say, it's true, he's a Kohen, but the Nesina won't have that character. And that's part of the halachic character of the Nesina's Matanos. So therefore I can't give it to him, all right? The question is how could you say, if there's no Tam Chacham, you give it Tam Haaretz? Right? So how could you, if you tell me that the character in the scene is Maniach Toras Hashem, and Tam Haaretz, the Gemara says, you can't give it Tam Haaretz, he's not Maniach Toras Hashem, so how could you do it if there's no Tam Chacham around? So that I think, so you get to what Sammy is saying, is that there's another way you can say it's Maniach Toras Hashem, because this group is a group of Mechazke Toras Hashem, that's the nature of the group. Right, it's a group of the teachers of Torah. And by you giving it to the group, in other words, it's not Mechazi Torah Hashem by, this is what you mean, Sammy, right? Not because the particular guy is now going to learn more Torah and he's whatever, but there's an idea, the character of the Matnos Kahuna is I'm giving it to the group of the teachers of Torah. And I'm giving it to that group, and the action conceptually is an action of Mechazi Torah Hashem. Categorically speaking, it's a student giving to the rabbi. Yeah, halachically, it's the Yisrael giving to the Kohen. That's the nature of the thing, because I am now the Sheva, now the Kahuna, as a unit, is going to have more money in their thing. So and that's supporting the Torah Hashem. Not in particular, but in the objective nature of the action. Yeah. So, Sammy, that's your question, right? So the thing is, so it turns out there's like two ways you could say it has the character. It could have the character of Maniach Toras Hashem vis-a-vis the particular gift to the particular Kohen, or it could have it to the based on the categorical and the gift, the objective nature of the gift, right? So maybe it's saying is that, see, you could say that, see, if you have a Kohen and a Hamaretz in front of you, and now you choose Amma Aretz, you can't say it has a character of give us a being Mechazik Toras Hashem, because I'm giving it to the institution, the objective nature of the institution is I'm giving it to a group of Mechazik Toras Hashem. Because if that's the character of the thing, then I have to give it, then why am I bypassing the Talmud Chacham? Now the Chizik Toras Hashem could be realized not just in a generic way, in a general categorical way, but it could be realized in the particular. So it's saying is that you can't do that. Since the character of the Nesina is a Nesina of Maniach Toras Hashem, it's subject to Din, which means that invokes the Dayana. It means the Maniach Toras Hashem takes place on different levels. So now the Beis Din has to decide, how is this Maniach Toras Hashem going to take place? So if there's two guys in front of the Beis Din, one's on one's on Haaretz, then the Beis Din will say, him yes, him no. Means, what are they saying? They're saying is that the character of the Maniach Toras Hashem will be realized greater through this guy, because he's in particular. He's on Chacham, and this guy not. So there's a Din. That's what Mishpat. It means that since the Nesina, it's not just a technical action, but the Nesina has a character, the Maniach Toras Hashem, therefore it lends itself to a Kedima, to a Beis Din, evaluating how it will be best fulfilled. Now, if there's no one else there, all there is Amaretz, then fine. Then the Beis Din will say, then the character takes place through the categorical, the objective. But the idea of Yechzu Toras Hashem lends itself to variations of degree. And therefore, the Torah invokes Mishpat, that's the Liman, is that Samatano's Din, is that in the Nesina there is a character which has to be evaluated by Dayanim to establish the way in which that character will be best fulfilled. One second. Right, and I think it's good with Matt's point, I think, is well taken, is that it works well, I think, within that idea of Mamon Shein L'Tovim. Because Mamon Shein L'Tovim, you're saying it's really as close to the Sheva. So the Sheva has a chos. Now, when I give it, I'm realizing it's close to the Sheva. But in the realization of the chos of the Sheva, it's the act of realizing that chos as a character of Maniach Tzivtar Sasham. So the Dayanim will ascertain the way in which that character. They'll always realize the chos of the shevet, but the chos of the shevet has the mitzvah aspect of the chos. The chos of dina mamonis is to bring about the giving it to the kohen, but giving it to the kohen is my chos v'toras hashem. So the saying is that the bezdin will determine how this chos of the shevet will be best realized, because the chos of the shevet is to in order to be mechazik toras hashem. So the din is going to be, they'll determine how it's going to be best realized.